You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome in again. It is time, MLB.com Extras, Texas Rangers Edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. T.R., we're at the very front of September. In fact, the very first day of the month. I went back 1 month. The Rangers were 8 games out of first place. Today, they are 4 games out of first place. You know, look, I mean, at that pace, that puts them right in a dead heat at the end of the year. It seems like this team is playing its best baseball right now, too. And as much as we talk about the wild card race all the time and look at all those other contenders, how much of that might just be noise when really they've got games against the Astros left? This could be a division they could win.
Absolutely. I think we have 7 games left with the Astros, if I remember right. And, you know, when you talk to the Rangers players, they're talking about the division. They're not talking about the wild card. I mean, right now, at this point, they're leading the wild card, which is obviously a good thing. But they want to win this division, and it's in front of them with the Astros within reach of them and with the games left to play. So I think right now the Rangers are focused on a division title again.
Of course, all that just starts with taking care of business one day at a time. But when you get to September, we expand the rosters. You know, some teams more aggressively than others, and then you always have to be careful and take into account personalities and situations. What's your read? I mean, I know there's a little early news about Gallo being one of just a couple called up here at the front of the month. How extensive do you think John Daniels and the staff will be in terms of how many guys they may bring up over the course of the month?
Well, I think they're going to bring up as many as possible that they feel comfortable with. I think there's still a few more left. They could use another infielder maybe. They're probably going to bring up some more pitching. They've talked about bringing up Jerickson Profar and Leonis Martinez, role players. You know, Profar's coming from shoulder surgery. Martinez coming off hamate bone surgery. You know, both will be very limited, just like Josh Hamilton will be limited because of his knee, and Carlos Corcoran will be limited because of his thumb. So I think what you're looking at is quantity over quality. They're trying to find as many role players as possible to kind of fit it into all the little slots that they have. And but I think you'll see a lot of call-ups.
Yeah, it is. Hamilton comes back as a potential pinch hitter tonight. Is that a role that could expand over time? Is there hope that he would get enough health back in the knee that he'd be able to, participate a little more extensively than that?
They've been hoping for Josh Hamilton to be healthy since May 25th, and it just hasn't happened. I mean, he's had a few spurts here and there, but he keeps breaking down, and I don't think it's realistic to think that he's going to hold up, for an extended period of time as an everyday player. So I think in September, for the most part, he's going to be a pinch hitter, and then maybe at the end of the month, he might be able to get him back out in the outfield. But I think for now, he's just going to be able to pinch hit, and they'll have to use a pinch runner for him.
Which is kind of why they'd
like to get Leonis Martinez up here. So you'd have, you pinch hit for Josh, or Josh pinch hit, gets on base, and you bring Martinez in to run for him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You burn a
couple
of bodies.
They're kind of piecing this whole thing together because, they got some able bodies, but they got a lot of bodies that kind of look like the old Spirit of 76 band there with all the bandages wrapped around as they go marching down the hillside.
I mean, it really is. It's like bits and pieces. It's everybody's, and that's okay, right? I mean, it takes the concept of a platoon, though, to a logical extension.
Well, that's what you got when you have 40-man rosters. You can fill it up with whoever you want. It doesn't have to be, 14 top prospects. It can be, a one-armed pinch runner and a one-armed, pinch hitter it's just whatever you can do to put it together.
Yeah. What about Joey Gallo? I mean, his numbers you know, would, I guess would frighten the weak of heart. He's had continued struggles with the strikeouts, low average. The power's certainly there, but how do they be using him?
There's a pinch hitter for their catchers. I mean, they got three or four catchers once everybody's back. So what you're going to have is, you know, late in the game, you're going to be able to pinch hit for, let's say you start Chris Jimenez and you want to pinch hit for him in the sixth inning. You know, you can bring up Hamilton and then you put Bobby Wilson as a catcher. And if you want to pinch hit for him in the ninth inning, you know, you can bring up Mike Napoli or, you know, maybe Jerkson Profar or wherever you got on the bench and you still have a catcher or two left. So I think Josh's main role will be as a pinch hitter off the bench for the catchers, maybe some in the outfield. You know, they got Ryan Strasburger and Will Venable platooning in left field. Let's say you start Strasburger and then you want to pinch hit in the seventh inning for Strasburger because it's got a right-hander in there. Now, normally you bring Will Venable up there, and but now you can bring up Hamilton instead and then just put Venable in the outfield.
Yeah. I guess they do have a luxury of a lot of parts they can move around. When you look at the way this team has turned things around this year, is there one, maybe two things that you can point to, you know, whether it's, you know, Shin-Soo Choo has been unreal in the second half. Odor certainly seemed to take well to the, you know, the time in the minor leagues to get himself right. But is there, I don't know, can you pinpoint what it is to turn this thing around?
Well, I think starting pitching, you have to start with that. You know, first of all, they got Cole Hamels, and that's helped. You know, Derek Collins back. You know, he pitched a shutout the other day against the Orioles. Martin Perez has pitched well the last few days. Giovanni Gallardo had a tremendous August, 4-0, 1.98 ERA. Kobe Lewis, you know, he's lost his last two, but prior to that, I think he'd won like four in a row. But I'd say you start with starting pitching. The offense has been better for a lot of reasons, Chu being one of them, the Shields being another. The bullpen's been great. You added those kids in the trades, Jake Dykeman and Sam Dyson. You know, Kayla's been excellent all year, and Collison's been excellent all year. I think their bullpen is much better. So I think you look at those reasons right there, and that tells you why they've really been able to surge back into the division race.
So, as you look at the rest of the regular season, then, if you had a concern about this team, what would it be?
Starting pitching, I've said all the good things. Now the bad things is Gallardo had a great August. He had a rough July. You know, Hamels has been good his last two starts. I think he'll be fine. Martin Perez is coming off the surgery. Derek Collins only had three starts back. Kobe Lewis is a little bump in the road. I mean, this team is really going to go on their starting pitch. I think the bullpen's going to be good all year. I think the offense is what it is. You know, it just comes back down to that starting pitching. It could be a great rotation if everybody pitches well. And, if they hit a little bad stretch like Gallardo did in July or, you know, Kobe has lately, you know, they could struggle. I think it's going to come down to how good the starting pitching holds up down the road.
Well, it's interesting. You know, right at the very beginning of this long road trip, 10 games out on the West Coast. Boy, a lot of home dates after that. It looks like the schedule sets up well. I don't know. Buckle up, TR. It's going to be another wild finish for these Texas Rangers.
Well, I think it'd be exciting if they can get in a position where these Astros games mean something. I think they can really cause a lot of excitement both in Arlington and Houston.
Yep, and go a long way towards cementing a great, great rivalry between those two Texas cities. All right, TR, we'll do it again next week. That is TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.